coming out of it well compared to the national averages at the moment, Donal. I think, obviously, the objective of any institution, in particular ourselves here in Letterkenny, is to ensure that our non-completion rates are reduced down as far as we can. But I think the issue that I did raise with you before is very relevant, is that there was a need for an objective assessment of what was going on across the sector and across the universities, and this survey does this. They identified two things yesterday as part of the survey that they carried out. First of all, that there was, if you did well in your maths and Leaving Cert, you'd do well at higher education. How you did in English was a good indicator as well. In Letterkenny IT here, we have set up a maths learning centre since 2007, and that's been working extremely well in the context of aiding people coming in from Leaving Cert who are doing programmes where there is significant maths content, and we've been very successful in interventions there. And similarly, we're setting up a similar approach now for the whole communications area, and we're working on that, staff are working on that at the moment, and we hope to have something very innovative coming out of that within the next few weeks. You know, we've identified those two areas ourselves. We're delighted to see that the research is backing that up, but we're also delighted to see that the interventions that we have made is making a difference to our own completion rates.
Do you expect other surveys then to reflect these improvements next year?
Well, I would hope so, Donal, and the pressure is obviously on us now to maintain the direction we're going as well. The staff must take great confidence from this, and also the students. So we need to keep the percentages going in the right direction, and we would hope then that similar rankings that are used will take these statistics on board, and we'll continue to use the independent process to deal with it.